Blog Talk Radio.
Focus Fitness Blog Talk Radio. We're on Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to noon. I'm super excited. Today I'm going to be only doing playing up and coming gospel music artists that recently been on my show, and then probably some other gospel music. I'm just want to just put their music out there. I'm super excited to put their music out on my platform. If you're looking for some advertisement promotions, radio spins, radio interviews, this is the perfect platform. We're global. We're also on other networks, and I'm just super excited. You can also find us on speaker.com, on Twitter, Facebook, I'm Tumblr, you just name it, Pinterest. We all over the place now. So I'm just super excited to be expanding Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio. this is the lady I just finished playing. Her name is Iva Foster. So amazing. I love that song. I don't know, something about it. Just, you know how you can listen to a song and it just make you want to just release all the things that was inside of you bundled up and you just want to cry about it, like, wow. Or even things that you're grateful for. So I love that song. It's called Amazing. The next song we're going to be playing is called No Weapon. That also is going to be by Miss Iva. It's called No Weapon.
You weighed me down, you thought you had me leveled to the ground. My life was such a mess, I was so depressed. Didn't think that I was truly blessed. I once was blind, but now I see. It took the Lord to rescue me out of all of the pain, out of all of my shame. I've been changed in Jesus' name.
Beautiful song, No Weapon. That's by Iva Foster. That is Miss Iva Foster. I actually had her on my show last week. That was last month, I should say. Sorry. I'm super excited. She's a God-fearing woman. Had great personality, and I really enjoyed her on my show. If you want to look her up, her name is Iva, spelled I-V-A, and her last name is Foster. And you can find her all on YouTube. If you Google her, you can find her. She's been out there. So I'm just super excited that I was able to connect with her and have her on my show. We have some. I want to go over some people that we up and coming guests and people that I actually had on the show before. Tomorrow we're gonna have Ms. Nikki Eason. She's the creator of Mongo Moments, and Ms. Eason, she's actually of native of South Carolina, and she's an entrepreneur. She's a producer and motivational speaker. Spoken word. She's a model. Actually, her model name is Androgynous Model. You can actually find her on YouTube. If you Google her, her name is spelled N-I-K-K-I-E-A-S-O-N. If you Google her, I mean, is she all over the internet? So I had her on another show I actually was co-hosting on before. And I asked, would she be interested in coming on my platform, which I'm super excited about. And she's actually came out with another episode of her show. So if you guys go back and look at some of her old YouTube videos, you'll see that she has her own show. So super excited to have her on my show tomorrow. So, yeah. So the next, let me see. Trying to see what I'm looking through my little playlist, what we can play today. So let's see. I might throw some other stuff in there. Oh, here go one. Todd Mays, Let It Go. We're going to play Let It Go by Todd Mays. And he also sung with the Mays Brothers, and they're out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Yep, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. So I actually had him as a guest on my show last week, actually, and he's getting ready to come out with some more CDs, singles, so I'm super excited to help him play that music on my platform there, too. So this is Todd Mays, Let It Go.
If it was a marathon race, you couldn't go another mile. Trying to carry that pain from your past, it has no place in your future. It won't last. It would be, 'cause who the sun sets free is surely free indeed.
Let it go. like you do. Giving up is not part of the plan.
Wow, Let It Go. I love that song. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's called Let It Go, and that's by Todd Mays. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I love it. So some other guests that we had on the show, we had Ms. Anitra Lane. She's CEO of Acris Virtual Management. She came on and talked about their women's group that she's connected to. And her business about being a virtual assistant manager. And what she does is she helps people manage their business. You know, a lot of times we have multiple things going on, but we don't have things in place the way we want to, so it can flow a little bit easier. And that's exactly what her company do. So she's a virtual management assistant manager, and her business is called Akiss, A-C-K-I-S-S. Virtual management. And let me see how you can get in contact with Ms. Anitra. Let me see where her information is. You can find her on Facebook on as Akiss, A-K-S-I-S-S-V-M, or she's on Instagram as Anitra, N-A-I-T-R-A dot A-V-M, and that's on Instagram. She also has a website at www.akissvm.com. And it's a phone number here, 478-239-0299. And that's Ms. Anitra Lane. If you have a business or you just, now one thing she don't do is coaching as far as personal development, and that you have to be on your game with that, but she'll actually help you put your, you know how sometimes people might have, you have to put little baskets away to kind of sort things out and put them in order so that way it can flow. That's exactly what she do with your business. She'll help you put your business in, to let it, help it run a little bit smoother than probably the way that it is now. So that's what I like about her business. And I will be definitely doing some business with her because sometimes I need some help too. So she was on yesterday. Make sure you check her out. And let me see, who else did I have on my show? Let's go here and see. We had Ms. Latifa Williams, Ms. Latifa Joyner Williams. Her show is What I Did, What I Didn't Know That Really Hurt Me. And basically, her show, I met her back in October 2018. When I was working with another financial company, educating about financial literacy, and we spoke, sat down and talked with her about life insurance and things like that. And when we spoke with her, her sister actually brought me to her to sit down and talk with her. And when I spoke with her, she actually was saying, oh, I have everything I need at my job, and my husband taking care of, you know, the finances, so we good. And unfortunately, her husband ended up passing away. He was the breadwinner. And they say 90% of women under the age of 50, once they, because men usually are the breadwinners, the women usually start losing stuff, basically housing. They can't pay the bills and stuff because they was depending on that second income. And that's kind of some of the things that kind of happened with her. And so she actually I talked with her in September, and her husband died within 30 days after I talked with her, which was really kind of crazy that we had that conversation. So needless to say, she ended up, once she, you know, got herself together mentally, she actually reached out to me, and she's like, you know, Faye, I need some help. What can you do to help me out? And I told her, I said, the first thing we need to do is get you your own financial game plan so you can make sure you leave something for your son. As a matter of fact, we talked about her having accidental insurance, which she thought that was life, you know, the kind of policy she needed, which actually it wasn't, you know. So anyway, if you go back and listen to the episode, we'll go definitely in detail what happened with her. But anyway, she came to talk to me. I was like, you know, first thing is first, we need to put a game plan together for you, and I mean for your son, because life insurance is not for you. It's for your kids or your family. We did that. She needed to earn some a second income again. So I, you know, recruited her to come and work with me and show her how to make some extra income where she don't have to work so hard, but still make some extra income. And so that's how me and her got connected, and we just always stay friends. And we spent almost a whole year probably talking like every day on the phone, even if it was only for 5 minutes. And that's how we grew our friendship. And so she's a beautiful woman of God also, and she shared her story. So, you know, I was just super excited about having her on my show, and you know, just explaining what, you know, what she went through. So make sure you go back and look at her episode. The next song we're going to be listening to is the Mays Brothers, It's Gonna Be All Right. Wow. God said it's going to be all right, so it definitely will be all right.
You feel like you don't. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. That's the Mays Brothers. The Mays Brothers, it's gonna be alright. We actually had one of the guys on the show last week. His name is Todd Mays, and they're out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Great guy. Super excited that I had him on my show. And so he just came in, you know, talked about his journey and how he got to where, you know, as far as, you know, getting into the music industry. So I had Mr. Todd Mays. He was just on here last week, and that was It's Going to Be All Right. So another show we had was called Dating Red Flags, and that's, you know, dating red flags is that you should make red flags that should make you want to run the other direction, basically. So things like rushing into things, talking down to others, guilt tripping, are just some of the common relationship red flags that you shouldn't ignore for the sake of your own well-being. So some of the things we talked about was the L word, them saying they love you too fast, or they want some of every second of your time, or getting mad when they can't see you, or if you ain't answering the phone or calling them. And just, you know, some of the other red flags are the way they treat the women in their family, preferably their mother and their, you know, their wives. Being, you know, extremely or excessively critical of others in their lives. Points out the things that that they might be better than the ex, trying to relate to the ex. The ex should be the ex. you know, giving great sobby stories and not afraid to tell their sobby. Well, you know what? I meant to say sorry and sobby stories. Remaining blameless in all situations, you know, just wanting too much attention, or just, you know, or putting their hands on you. Those are just definitely red flags. So we, you know, we talked about that just the other day, about last Friday actually. So you know, that was just another episode that we had. We got a lot of responses with that. That was pretty cool. I actually did that on Facebook Live, actually, so that was pretty good. Another good one, we had Reason to Change Directions, and this one was basically following the trends and that established that we established in 2019 and not bringing it in 2020. So we was just trying to, you know, talk about ways we can change directions and do something different and not be overwhelmed by the problems of our family and friends of the world, and just do something different that we didn't do last year. So we talked about that, and I think that was pretty good. We had some pretty cool people on there too. Yeah. So let's see, what's the next song we can play? Gospel, Best in Me. Let's do Best in Me. That's the next song I'm going to be playing.
Oh, yes. There was
Welcome back to Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk Radio. We're on Monday through Friday from 11 to noon. Our guest call-in number is 563-999-3741. 563-999-3741. And we're just going over some of the guests that I recently had. I had Karma Banks, the author of Mind Traveling. She actually is a, she came on and talked about her story about being in foster care and being abused and how she overcame all of that. And good lady, you know, she's an author, advocate, a herbalist, self-love promoter. She actually has a women's group that's here in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. That's the area I'm visiting today. I'm always in the road. All my businesses are mobile, so I'm in Charlotte today. but she, in that episode, she talks about Carmen Banks, how she takes you into the deep mind of generative resilience of a young girl who was tossed about in the foster care system, but is protected by a higher God. And the name of her book is called Mind Traveling, and her name is Karma Banks, K-A-R-M-A, Banks, B-A-N-K-S. And then, again, you can find her on Amazon under Mind Traveling. That's the name of her book. Her website is called, her website is www.karmabanksonline.com. That's www.karmabanksonline.com. You can also connect with her on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. So, again, the name of her book is called Mind Traveling. So, let's see, what's the next song we're going to play? No Weapon by Fred Hammond. Let's play that one.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Say no weapon.
Welcome back to Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk Radio. We're on Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 563-999-3741. If you're looking for some advertisement, radio spins, radio interviews, this is a great platform. We're actually global. We're on all the network stations, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Just to name a few, you can also find my link to my Blog Talk Radio through speaker.com. You can find me on Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk Radio there also. And you can find me in the entertainment directory under Faith Focus Fitness. And so I'm super excited to be expanding my radio station. And that song that was just played was Fred Hammond, No Weapon Formed Against Us. And I'm just, that song is very powerful. So we're going through some guests that I recently had on the show. We have Mark, his tragic true story. And that name of that episode was called No Fault of Mine. And basically, he shared his story about how he was on his way to work. He was a truck driver. He was going to drive his car, but he decided to drive his motorcycle instead. And an 80-year-old lady ended up running into him and hitting him. And he was in a coma in the hospital for about 6 months. And just went through all that rehab, learned how to walk and all of those things. And maybe 10 years later down the road, he went to sleep and woke up, and he was paralyzed. And so he... And then from there, he ended up in a wheelchair, and something happened where he started losing circulation in his legs, and they had to amputate his legs. So anyway, he was just telling his tragic story and how he wants to try to kind of help change the laws with, when it comes to older people being reevaluated with sight and, seeing if they can see on the road and redoing their road, road test. So, yeah, so that was a pretty tragic story, but he wanted to share his story, so I was excited to let him come on our platform and share his story. We have Ms. LaDonna Moore. She's an author, a Christian author, and the name of her book is just Let's Just Tell the Truth. And so if you want to look her up, her book is called Let's Just Tell the Truth. Her name is LaDonna Moore, with M-O-O-R-E. We have Ms. Kathy Carswell. She's an author of Bring Out the God Within. Another one that was in foster care, she just wanted to share her story of what she went through. And she also shared the tragic story of her being in a car accident, and her husband ended up losing one of his limbs. And she actually lost her mom in that actual car accident. She was sharing her story with her. Her name is Kathy Carswell, Carswell. You can actually find her on Amazon. You can find her book on Amazon. Or you can email her for a signed copy. It's bogwithinservices@gmail.com. bongwithinservices@gmail.com. So that's just some of the people. Let me see who else I had on here. Dr. Jennifer Gilbert. She started for that week we was doing Domestic Violence Month. So we had a couple of people on there for domestic violence. So she's Dr. Jennifer Gilbert. You can find her on Facebook too. The name of her group is called Demolishing Domestic Violence 365. Very powerful story. She shared her story and shared a couple of stories how she helped people get out of domestic violence situation. Sometimes you can't just walk out the door. Some people won't just let you walk out the door. So you have to do it in a safe way so you can kind of, listen to that episode. Let's see how we can get in contact with Ms. Dr. Jennifer. You can either call Domestic Violence Hotline if you can't get in contact with her. That number is 800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. You can also reach her directly. The cell phone number is 832-265-4817. She's the owner operator of JGM. You can also email her at jgilbertministries.com. That's jgilbertministries.com. And that's Ms. Jennifer Gilbert. She's a minister. You know, she's a woman of God. And, you know, she helped people with an abusive relationship. It don't have, necessarily have to be a woman because men are in domestic situations too. So, and her name is Dr. Jennifer Gilbert. And she's the founder of Domestic Violence 365. That's Ms. Jennifer. We also have Ms. Missy Wilson, the director of the Mississippi Chapter of Domestic Violence. We had her on the show. And, she's a life coach, advocate for teen depression and suicide intervention. She's an advocate for mental illness and self-harm. Her vision is to end domestic violence by uniting diverse individuals. So, you know, her vision is to turn reality by connecting victims to the necessary resources. And I was super excited to have her on the show. Her name is Missy Wilson. You can find her on Facebook. Let me see. She's also the founder of POUR, P-O-U-R-P dot O dot U dot R, POUR. She's a personal development coach, transformation speaker, and shattered by but not broken. That's the name of her thing. And she also featured in the Hot Tidy online magazine for September 2019. So that was pretty cool to have her on the show. And let's see who else we have before we throw in another song here. we have Chantrice Holloman. Chantrice Holloman, she actually is a heart attack survivor. She had a powerful story to tell, too, where she woke up one day and had a heart attack, ended up in the hospital for a little bit, and ended up developing an infection in her legs. And they had to amputate one of her legs, but then the infection actually spread to the other leg, and she ended up losing her limb. So she was just, you know, telling her powerful story, how she made it through that. And that was an emotional episode. But, yeah, that was very powerful at the same time. So her name is Dr. Chantrice Holloman. You can actually find her, and the name of her book is called Shoes with No Feet. Okay. Now, that was very powerful. One of her friends gave her that name. Shoes Without Feet, let's see how we can get in contact with her. You can actually find her on Amazon. And then her website is www.drchantrice.com. DrChantrice.com, that's her website. You can find her on Amazon, Shoes Without Feet. And if you want to sign autograph, Chantrice, Chantrice, at Dr. Chantrice, Chantrice.com. So you can find her there too. I mean, she had a wonderful story that she shared, and it came out positive. Even though she lost a limb, she still kept positive about it. We also had Edwina Harris, the founder of the McKinsey Foundation. We talked about her niece who had committed suicide last year around Christmas time. And so we was talking about bullying and suicide prevention and things like that. And her organization is called the McKinsey Foundation. You can find her on Facebook. Or you can, if you want to donate to the foundation, is GoFundMe.com/ the McKenzie Foundation. Or the you can find her at the McKenzie Foundation at gmail.com. So, yeah, that was a pretty good episode. We also, it was a young man on here, young guy. Here we go, Eric Patterson, the author of Jay Hood's The Story by Death by Love from Buffalo, New York. That's my hometown, so I have to definitely shout him out. You can find him on Amazon, and his name is Eric Patterson, the author of Jay Hood's story, Death by Lie, by Love. So that's the name of his story, I mean his book. He's an author also. So yeah, so I'm going to have another episode where I could go through some more people that I had on there. But if you're interested in getting on the platform and advertising your business or, you know, your music, you can contact me at faithfocusfinished, and that's at gmail.com. Also, you can reach me on Facebook under Faith Focus Finished Blog Talk Radio, or you can follow me on Faith Lane, L-A-N-E. On Facebook, because my friends list is definitely full, so you can follow me there also. So if you're interested, I would love to have you, do a quick phone interview with you and go over that. You can reach me at 240-640-5492, and that is Faith Lane. Also, I have multiple businesses. One of my other businesses, I educate about financial literacy. So I'm looking to help some people educate them about that, put a financial game plan together for you, for your kids. We also do retirement planning, and we also do college, planning for the kids for the college. One of the products that I have that I think is pretty good, but you got to basically be pretty healthy in order to get this plan. They have a plan that, say, for instance, if something happened to the parent, the kid would get paid $900 a month until they turn 18. It also comes with a will. It comes with living benefits, and basically living benefits means that it's a 50-50 chance that we'll have a heart attack, stroke, cancer, lose a limb, go blind. And if any of those events happen, you can't, most people can't work. So you can actually take a portion of the policy and use it to, pay your bills, pay your house off, do whatever you want to with the money. The money comes directly to you. What else? It comes with a will. Oh, it also comes with a $2,000 scholarship. So the kids can go and apply for a scholarship through this company. So, I'm just super excited, to educate some people. So if you're looking to be educated, or if you're looking to learn how to get into the business with me, we actually have a winter special sale. It's only good until February 14th, and it's $35 for to do the class for the license, because you do have to be licensed for this through your state. So the class is $35 normally. Well, if you just walked off the street and tried to sign on to that actual website to do the class, it's $319. But through our company, we get a discount for $59. But like I said, we got a winter special sale coming out, so $35. So I just advise people to jump on it while it's $35 to get the license. And that license belongs to you. It's free to work with us. But that license is what you have to have. And it's just like a lawyer, doctor, hairstylist. They have to go and get their license in order to work. You have to have a license to work with us. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me at 240-640-5492. And again, if you're interested in Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk Radio, you can reach me at faithfocusfitness at gmail.com. Anyway, you can call me at that number, 240-640-5492. Okay, we're going to end the show out. We have two more minutes left. We're going to end the show out with Miss Iva Foster again, So Amazing. I just think that was a beautiful song, and I love it. So You guys have a great and blessed day, and looking forward to you guys jumping on tomorrow to meet Ms. Nikki Eason. Oh, my God. I just can't wait to get on the show. I'm just super excited about her. All right. Have a great day.
So that I can be free. I'm not the same because of your grace. You are amazing. You are amazing. I